Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. The views and opinions on this show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of WGNS, its management, other hosts, or advertisers.
Oh, man, that's some beautiful music, isn't it? I love that. Edwin Lee Raymer here with you. Ed Raymer, your host for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We're here for an hour. We have a great guest with us. You all know her. You love her. Victoria Broderick. She is going to be your next United States representative in the House of Representatives. Hello, Vic. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you, Ed?
I'm good. Now, to get this right, you go by Victoria, or you go to Vicky or Vic? Or
I'm a classic Victoria.
Classic Victoria. Queen Victoria is with us tonight.
Hey, you know that's how I got my first name, right?
How?
Queen Victoria, because my dad's English.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you have a little... We've got a little something in common there, then, I guess.
Oh, God. Oh, Christ. That's a Cockney accent if I've ever heard one. You've been hanging out with Dick Van Dyke?
Dick Van Dyke.
We're going to forego our entry tonight.
Keep the references in the 20th century.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bo and Connor, we're going to forego our entry and everything tonight. You're here listening to Ed Raymer right here at WGNS, 1450 AM. 100.5, 101.9 FM right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And with us tonight, of course, is Victoria. You can send us your text if you don't want to go on the air live. It's 615-893-1450. And Bo will be glad to read it for you if you're a little too high or too shy and don't want to come on the air live. We understand. And or he'll write it down, pass it to one of us. We'll do it. By the way, Christian Gay is here. Christian, hello. I'm sorry. You were here last. Sorry, he was sorry. Here with us last week.
It's okay.
And glad to have both of you, of course, always. And how do you find us? You can find us, of course, on the good old-fashioned radio, or you can go to YouTube Live at News Radio WGNS, or you can go to The Edwin Lee Raymer Show. There's so many different ways you can find us, and Facebook Live, okay? And don't forget our good friend. They just left here a while ago, Angela. Angela Bingham, Angie Renee, they were here, had a great show, and all their guests, and here just doing a great job, great work, feeding people, doing what this community, what people in the community should be doing, and they're doing it. And again, Victoria Broderick, well, you've weeded out the crowds so far.
I did.
Yeah, you did. And no surprise there. And we're glad you're here. Now, the redistricting. Mm-hmm. How has that affected the district? Let's get in that and get it behind us right now.
I mean, the redistricting was insane. It was okay. But it was a very interesting week in May when that happened. I was in Nashville on May 5th, marching with Justin Jace Pearson and other activists, talking about how they shouldn't do this. They lasted all of 6 minutes in the legislature.
Right.
And they passed that redistricting and also passed it so that we don't know which congressional representatives were in on the vote and in on drawing the maps. Unfortunately, I was redistricted out of District 4 into District 9. We lost 6 counties total and then gained a couple. I think it was 3 total that we gained. It was a very interesting thing. So now I called... their bet, and I'm going to move once I win this election because you all deserve better representation.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Where do you go from here? Now, you've been in this for a while. Mm-hmm. You know how this game's played. You ran last time. This is not new for you.
Mm-hmm.
But the game itself can change over time.
Mm-hmm.
And what, and I'm not here to tell you to give away your trade secrets or anything like that. I don't mean, where are you headed next? How do you start this?
I thought you were going to make a Victoria's Secrets joke because my name is Victoria. But anyway, we move on.
Oh, I've got one of those for later, but go ahead in case we go south.
I mean, you know, this campaign has been, it's been an education. You were there from the get-go.
Yes.
You remember how
sure.
it started, 5 months, you know, my first congressional run. Now I've
right.
been doing it since May of 2024. I never stopped. We did do a revamp, and we're in the middle of one right now because we are ready to take the general all the way through the finish line
sure.
and flip this district back, because representation should start from the ground up, not the donor class down. And so we are running on a messaging of safety, affordability, freedom, and equity. You know, we have safety is as simple as your communities being safe, your health care being safe. I believe in Medicare for all. You know, it should
thank
be
thank you.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you deserve that. People deserve to be able to be taken care of. That's our money. Stop giving it
sure.
handouts to billionaires and millionaires. We
sure.
need that.
Then when you say handouts, you're talking about handouts in way of tax loopholes.
Tax loopholes,
and
absolutely.
Tax, and basically just lowering their tax rate, whatever it is. I mean, why don't you just lower them down to, like, you know, no percent at all and just be done with just what you're wanting to do.
Mm-hmm.
But so they can have their money and they'll reinvest, right?
Yeah,
sure.
That trick it all.
No, what they're going to do, they're going to end up, and I'm going to get on a stump here for a minute. If they're not careful, and it's already happening in many areas, their products that they produce are going to end up costing so much their customers are not going to be able to afford them.
Yeah. Speaking of affordability,
right.
look at milk prices. I don't know. I went down a rabbit hole to see how much milk had gone up in my county.
Right.
And it's almost $3 more expensive than it was just 2 years ago. Just 2 years ago. I'm spending almost $5 a gallon in the state of Tennessee. When if I go across the state line into Huntsville, Alabama, I can get it for $2 still. That is insane. In a rural county,
right?
What, and in a poor county, because these are neglected areas of Tennessee.
So if you go, okay, now run this by me again, because mm-hmm. this is very simple and people can understand this.
Yeah.
We're talking about a gallon of milk.
Gallon of milk.
Which you happen to know a little bit about because you have two youngsters.
Two youngsters who drink chocolate milk regularly.
Chocolate milk. Hey,
they love
keep that in the refrigerator?
I do.
Give me her address. Will
you? I got you.
I can give you a P.O. box.
Wait,
25 donation, get you some milk.
Yeah, that and a box of hot donuts and some donuts. Yeah, I'm with you.
You want some good snacks? Come to my house.
Oh,
I got them
bet.
Toddlers.
Uh-oh.
Checks made payable
now,
to Victoria, Tennessee.
I'm telling you. But, okay, how about a gallon of milk? Tennessee, where you're at in your county. Well,
it's $4.50, some change, maybe.
Go south,
and
go to
I
Alabama.
And if I just go straight over the state line to Meridianville, Alabama, which is not that far, about 20 minutes from my house,
right.
I can get it for $2.13.
More than half off.
More than half off. And that's insane, especially when we know that county specifically is losing money.
I understand.
Losing money south of them because they need that infrastructure, but people are going to places where it's more affordable.
Understood.
And shopping.
We have a caller on the line. Caller, go right ahead.
Hey, it's Brendan Dowdy. How you doing?
Hello, Commissioner.
Hello, Brendan. How
Commissioner.
Are you doing? I was getting ready to mention your name.
My commish.
Oh, what? What were you going to say? You going to talk bad about me again?
Yes, when I get a chance. But, I mean, I wish I'd have to have everybody turn their radio off. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's, you know, I'm blessed. I'm excited to get to work.
I know you are. Yeah.
Best endorsement I ever made.
I'm telling you, and you will be, you now all of you will be sworn in, I think it's the
31st? Mm-hmm. 31st, yes, sir.
Okay. What can we do for you? Are you calling in to give Victoria your blessing?
I wanted to say I love her, and I promised you I'd call eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am. I couldn't make it last time. It kept saying busy. And
it was a little busy, right.
Yeah, a little busy.
Well, we thank you. And you will be sworn in. And, you know, it's ironic you called Brandon because I was just getting ready to mention that here locally.
Mm-hmm.
And Victoria and Christian, too, chime in here. We have now 1/3 of our county commission.
We do. Yep.
That changed. And, Brandon, mm-hmm. you're a big part of that.
Yeah.
And the hard work you put in and all the other candidates. And, you know, we've got other, and, Brandon, here's the thing. I'm not so worried about you guys that won. Now, I want to keep around us people like Pat Clements and all these folks that work so hard.
We need people like Katie Beth. We need
there you
people.
Go.
Yeah, Katie
we need,
Beth.
We need all these people.
Jeff Wooden tried his best on the city
and
council here in Murfreesboro.
Either.
And they didn't lose by that many votes. I want those people to stay engaged. I want them.
That's
because
what we're
we
doing.
Can do
we're keeping them engaged.
Oh, they are, yeah. We got lots of them working on different aspects of different campaigns.
Yeah, two of them are
two of them are
on our staff.
Yeah,
well, I'm
going to
tell you right now. No, with Brendan was a perfect example. I now know, because I knew his grandfather before we went into this, I now, and we were there at Champions that night of the election night, the results were announced. And, I mean, I know his whole family, you know.
I do too now.
Yeah, I mean,
and I know his pets.
This is unbelievable.
Voted for you, Victoria.
Do what?
My family voted for Victoria.
They all pulled Democratic ballots to vote for
me. They've never pulled a Democratic ballot before until now.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
But
it's unbelievable.
I mean,
you got to be careful these people speak the truth. I mean, I'm telling you.
We're dangerous.
Yeah, you know, even the my family who's voted for Trump every single time, they don't want to vote for Marsha either, so they're happy to vote for Jerry Green as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I don't know how anyone, we could have this conversation. We'll go on and on and on about it. If you want to talk about that, get on Facebook.
Don't get me started.
I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand. Well, listen, congratulations to you. I wish you nothing but the best, and I hope your constituents and you can all work together and make
absolutely
a difference in your district.
He's my commissioner.
Absolutely. He's your commissioner.
He's my commissioner.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, him and my wife's commissioner. Sure enough. Mm-hmm.
Really.
I was the proudest Democratic vote I ever made.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I went to him that night, and I said, look, what are you going to do about this pothole out in front of my house? That's not fixed yet, you know. I mean,
I said, you can call yourself. I've done it for my district already, and I'm not in office.
Well, I mean, you've been in office a whole hour. That's enough. You can get things done.
Yeah. I went over to Brendan's
house. I got it done a while ago. There's a Record Lane. There's all these potholes.
Oh, yeah.
I got them filled. They did it in just a couple of days. It was actually nice. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to be kind of like Lamar Alexander, the road that went nowhere just to his house.
Brendan's fixing all of his roads.
Brendan's
just to his house.
Roads to his house.
Just to his house.
That's unbelievable.
It's a win-win-win.
I'll say
win.
One thing. He's on the right track, isn't he?
He's going to be wonderful.
He is.
Oh, man.
I have good feelings.
We're
about
so excited.
Not only you, Brendan, but all the candidates. Kathy Watts and everyone.
Amazing.
You know, and we've got great candidates that are coming up. Mm-hmm. In this, Brett Windrow, Marianne Young, Matt Ferry, Connie Castro, Cassia, I'm telling you, and even Brianna Akers over in District 62.
I mean, we've got some phenomenal, and you know what's even better? We've got Owen, who's running as well, and you know, Owen and Kathy work on my campaign. Matt worked on my campaign. Mm-hmm. These are people who, you know, got firsthand.
Been involved.
That's right.
Brendan and I actually met online. He messaged me on Instagram.
Oh, that's
and was
happening
asking,
with a lot of people. Right.
Asked how to get involved.
Yeah, over a year ago now.
This is something that's core to my campaign is I want to make it easier for people, working people, to get involved in politics and make it attainable. And I just opened that door.
Well, you know, and goodness knows we've got the voting thing here in Rutherford County. You know, our own Alan Farley went to Washington, D.C. and testified before a congressional committee about how well the voting goes here.
Mm-hmm.
If you work at here in Rutherford County, and I'm talking about Rutherford County, but if you, and my wife had it is, she worked at Ingram Book down in Laverne. At lunch, she could go out and go to the voting station there in Laverne, and she could pull a lever and vote for whoever, you know, whoever she wanted. She didn't have to wait to come home to where we live.
Yeah.
And it's great. Yeah. I mean, everybody can do this. And that has helped, that's helped immensely in voting.
Especially with people are working longer, commuting longer.
That's right.
We got to make it easy for people to get to their polling locations. And Tennessee, for those who are skeptical, Tennessee is considered number one in the country for voter integrity. So, but we're dead last for voter turnout.
Last for places to live, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that you and the young man on this phone line can do something about that.
We can do that. Well, I'm going to help him bring some money home so that he can allocate it out properly.
That's
my job.
That was your job.
It used to be done that way,
but it's not, hadn't been lately, you know. Christian, you want to say anything to your commissioner before you?
Mr. Commissioner, I want to tell you I love you and that... And I mean that. And if you need anything out of me, I want you to call me anytime.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Of course. And same goes for you, of course. I work for you. This is your seat, too.
I know.
Brennan, thank you so much. I'll tell you what, say hello to that granddad of yours, and I'll see him around too. Okay?
He's been begging me to get back on the show. Okay.
Well, we got to take first things first, and I know you understand that, and I'll be talking to you. If I don't talk to you, please talk to me. Okay?
Yes, sir. I'll talk to all of y'all soon. Have a great night. It's great
yes,
to
sir.
See y'all. Talk to y'all, and good luck.
Best of luck, and say hello to all your family, too, your mom, dad, all your folks.
The insects.
Hello, all the folks.
Tell my birthday twin I said hi.
What?
I will.
His niece was born on the same day as me.
Yeah, they're birthday twins.
Yeah, I got to take a picture with
them. If you don't mind, I hate to break up this tender moment, but we're going to move on, okay?
Yeah, please do.
Brendan's waiting for an out the entire time.
Thank you, Brendan. Brendan Dowdy.
Have a good one.
Thank you so much. Your newly elected county commissioner who will be sworn in August 31st on the Rutherford County Commission. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. Bo, if we could right now, let's go to our first break, if we could. And Victoria Broderick is here with us, and she is your candidate for District 4 once again. And we want you to come in and give her a call if you wish to. Christian Gay, her campaign manager, is here. Bo is on the board. Connor's sitting over there reading his book, Lost in Space. And I'm Ed Raymer. We'll be back with you right after this. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
And I want to tell you about a great friend of ours, Jay Mullins Jewelers. You know, they've been in this county for going on 100 years now. And their new location is 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Jewelry for any and all occasions, weddings, birthdays, of course, all holidays, Christmas and everything, getting real busy around the Christmas holidays. Check them out at 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. You know, Jay Mullins Jewelers, can't beat it. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
And I want to tell you about a great friend of ours, Jay Mullins Jewelers. You know, they've been in this county for going on 100 years now. And their new location is 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Jewelry for any and all occasions, weddings, birthdays, of course, all holidays, Christmas and everything, getting real busy around the Christmas holidays. Check them out at 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. You know, Jay Mullins Jewelers. Can't beat it. All right, we are back, and Victoria Broderick is with us. Brandon, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. I know they're listening. And how will you go about this? And Christian, you can chime in anytime you want, as you know. But what are you doing right now? I mean, because this thing, you launched right into the middle of this thing. You've got really 2 months. But you've been at this before. Where are you headed? How are you going to start out?
We're revamping the team right now. We've been onboarding people, kind of going over everything to make sure that our platforms are consistent. You know, just
right.
Pivoting towards the general, which, you know, I say pivoting to the general, but I've always been running for the general, even with the primary opponents, because that happened very short in.
Right.
But we're ready to take this on. And our focus is making this coalition feel heard, because we're a neglected district. We're doing things across the state. I've been doing things across the country. You know, back in November, I was at Remove the Regime and Remember Your Oath, because I support our veterans,
right.
Which is something that's, we've had 2 clinics close in the district in rural counties.
I know.
You know, so I was up there marching with our veterans, because I believe that they deserve the health care that we promised them and the life that we promised them.
That was the deal. And I'm willing to live up to my end of the deal.
Exactly.
I think every other American should, too.
Exactly. We need people. We need to take care of our veterans. They serve this country, and that is a big deal. And, you know,
especially when they come home, if they're injured, PTSD and all that, but even missing a limb, a leg, a foot, whatever, you know, and people meet them and say, oh, thank you for your service. All right, let's all go eat. Now, wait a minute. That's not the deal.
Yeah, the deal
we've got to get these people to the correct facilities to be taken care of. That was the deal.
Yeah.
And I'm living up to that in the deal. But our government, the people that run it, don't.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I was up there marching with them, and I stay afoot. I've got several friends who are veterans of different parts of the military. And then the next day was Remove the Regime, which was talking about protesting. It's the most American thing we could ever do. We threw tea in the harbor is all I can think. And, you know, talking about that and becoming a courage candidate, because Congress works for us. I know that's a radical thought at this point.
I know. Yeah.
But, you know, I tell people all the time out in these rural counties, they're like, why should I vote? And I was like, because I'm no different than your local barista. The only difference between me and your local barista is they serve you a latte and I serve you legislation, and both can ruin your day if they're not done correctly.
And even locally, you know, we went out to Warren County and to Bledsoe County, and they were telling us, like, yeah, we got VA hospitals closing. And, you know, the guy in there now, he just comes down there and sits there and refuses to answer questions from the press, and, like, really frustrates everybody and doesn't come in district. But
well,
he takes the majority of his money from Raytheon, from these defense contractors.
I know.
Armed Service Defense, you know, just...
And, folks, if you're wondering when I bring these candidates, I know we got a caller. Caller, I'll be right with you. But when they come in, I am the guy with the questions, if you're watching online. Okay? Not Victoria and not Christian. And he's her campaign manager. We don't do that. Now, will we sit down? Yes, we do sit down with all of you, as you know, before we come in and get a sort of a track to run on, so to speak. But... you know, this is not a loaded deal, okay? She's speaking to you on her own behalf, I will assure you. And after knowing her a couple of years, I will assure you she's speaking to you on your behalf. We've got a caller on the line. Caller, please go ahead.
Victoria, how are the kids and how's your dad?
They're good. Hi, Jeff.
Oh, Jeff.
Another
$40.
I know your husband's taken care of, so you run for office and do all the things that you you want to do. But I just want to say about her, she's ran for a long time. People know who she is. She's your neighborhood liberal, correct?
Yeah, that's how I started up on TikTok. Friendly neighborhood liberal.
Everybody knows who she is. They know what she wants to do. If she can get in there, which I would love to see you debate him. That's not going to happen.
I know.
I already made that request.
It's like Jerry Green and Marjorie Blackburn. She's not going to debate anybody. She's just going to tell reporters that she talks to Tennesseans every day. I don't know what Tennessee she talked to, but must be some that live in another state.
Well, you know that they said that he's always in district. When I was talking to his chief of staff back in July, they said he's always here. He's always in district having conversations, willing to do it. And I told his chief of staff, hi, Richard, that you know, that's not true.
No,
that's not true.
No.
And
he can't find Rutherford Gann or what that is. He don't know where
I don't believe he can either.
I mean, you've been here more than he has.
Yeah.
I mean, I see you more than him, but no, I do. I hope you do what I hope these rural counties, some of them I know that probably, and probably some of them won't, but I hope some of them do. I hope some of them will give you a chance and vote for you, because I think I believe if you win, you will go up there and work for us and do things that a whole lot better than what we've got now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's some state people too that are running for the state house. I hope they win as well. But just I wanted to ask Mr. Raymer. Mr. Raymer, we got seven going on the county commission this time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, if they do well, if they do, you know, go to work and do what they want to do. I'm just going to ask you a prediction. How many more do you think we can get next time?
The next time around?
I'll hang up and listen. Y'all have a great week. I enjoy your show. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Jeff Neal, biggest supporter of this broadcast, but bigger supporter of WGNS and this station. How many more the next time around? I've always said I would be happy with one, two, or three. Okay?
I think we'll have more.
But to what? I think we will. Yeah, because our candidates that didn't make the cut this time, they're very, very close, okay? And that's what I've said about keeping these people. I want to keep them engaged, and I think most of them will be.
And I think
don't be disheartened.
I think that's something interesting that I've done with my campaign is working really heavily with the down-ballot candidates, because that's my job. We're supposed to work together. They need to be able to call me up and say, Victoria, I need you to bring infrastructure money home. And I do that because we know in this neglected district that we need rural infrastructure. And that is literally my job. It's my job to bring dollars home so that you all have the money you need and that people like Brendan have the money they need to fix roads, to make it so that our communities are walkable and livable and public transportation is available. And, you know, if we're not doing our job, that means that money's not coming home and somebody is fleecing your local representative so that they can... You know,
tell them about the water in Bledsoe.
Oh my gosh, they're out of water.
I mean, the water is becoming a bigger issue as time goes by.
Yeah.
And had a problem that you said.
We went over to Bledsoe County, and you know, we both heard that it takes like 3 or 4 days sometimes for it to come back on. And when they ask them, well, where can we go? I said, well, go get some from the store, or just wait, or go get water somewhere else. Well, why can't you tap into the emergency stuff that's going to come out of the lakes up there? Well, we just can't do that. Oh, and by the way, some of you are getting letters that if you drink the water, it gives you stomach cancer. Good luck. That's neglect. Neglect at the highest order.
Total neglect.
Neglect, especially in a country that doesn't have Medicare for All, where you don't have access to rural hospitals that are closing day in, day out. I mean, before the district was redistricted, we had maternity wards closing. Where are they supposed to go? Are they supposed to drive to Nashville? Are they supposed to drive to Huntsville? Where are they supposed to go? And I mean, this is basic. This is like, why don't they have water?
First of all, basic decency.
Basic. I would be in that county. I would be there in the county going up and saying, okay, we're going to fix this right now. That is my job. My job is to support the voters in my district, Republican, Democrat, Independent,
et cetera. Well, is Murray County the same?
They're out of district, but yeah, the same
they're
thing.
They're the same thing.
But a lot of those mountain communities literally just, they're at a want, and they haven't had any Democrat come in and say, we're for the people, this is what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing. I noticed on a big map, and I don't want to get off track here, and don't let me do that, because Kathy Watts would tell you I got a bad habit of that. No, seriously.
Not too hard on Kathy.
It's like I'm not.
She's gonna call in and get
Kathy's
you.
Kathy's my buddy. Don't get we patched it up. Forget it. But listen, I mean, one way to campaign to get votes was to go to, like, you know, if you were campaigning in Tennessee, Memphis, Nashville, Knoxville, Chattanooga. Now Murfreesboro, and you get those people, and you really spend a lot of dollars there, and you get on TV, you get on radio, you do that. But there's 90 other counties.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just represent those counties. I'm talking, now that's for a governor or whatever. In your case, you have how many counties? 14?
No, it's 12?
11 or 10.
Yeah,
okay.
11 or 10.
Okay. But You know, it's not just us here in Rutherford County. You know, well, I'm fine. I've got water at the house, and my home's paid for, and I'll get in my car with my steel-belted radios, and things are fine. I'm going to the house and watch my cable TV tonight. Well, that's not the rest of the country. Mm-hmm. You know, you and your husband have two young children. Mm-hmm. I mean, you all see needs that my wife and I have since passed, and we try to keep ourselves in your shoes, so to speak. And I think it's high time some of these politicians did as well. Now, that's just my two cents.
I mean, send more moms to Congress. I mean, I'm not 2 years out from calling daycares in my county, begging to get my child in, and being told it's going to be a 2-year wait list. I'm just four years and a couple of months away from when I was calling daycares and getting that same answer. You know, where I'm having to go to private. I'm currently in the situation where milk prices are too high, so I'm driving across the state line because, yeah, I'm a working class mom, and we do well. But this economy is not meant for us. And I tell people in these rural districts, I'm like, what good is freedom if you cannot afford it?
Yeah, I mean, and daycare has become an issue. Mm-hmm. It's almost like school, and that's what I've proposed and begged for in this county alone. And Brendan, if you're still listening, I'll be asking for it. I'll be pounding on the podium when I get done. Free breakfast, free lunch, and a free snack in the afternoon. Forget the socioeconomic status of the child and their parents if their daddy owns a company. Kids have to eat. You've got a four-year-old.
I've got a four-year-old and a six-year-old. And my four-year-old will eat me out of the home already.
I'm telling you.
Well, some of these counties, like I think it was Robert P. who was talking about it being a waste.
Yeah, there's no daycares.
It's just like when we did, when they took money from the cafeteria fund,
right,
from the budget,
right.
They allocated it somewhere else because they said, "Oh, it was just a waste. They wouldn't eat. We're taking food out of our kids' mouths because it was a waste."
Was it World War One or World War Two in England? They implemented the program because they saw how malnourished children were coming out and the soldiers were coming out, and they mandated that each day the children would get a milk and a cookie just to make sure that they were getting the proper nutrition that they needed.
Right.
And it changed an entire country. We have to be doing the same thing. Children need to eat. They can't learn if they're not fed.
Well, that's when after the war, a man by the name of Tony Benn out of Great Britain, and his campaign poster was, socialism for all, work for all who want it, free health care for everyone who wants it. We're going to pay for it. People thought, wow, that's extreme. And they grabbed it and took it. And today, if you tried to take away their government-sponsored health care, you'd be in a fight.
And when you pay insurance in the EU, or specifically in England, you know where they send you when you need a surgery? The public hospital, because the public hospitals are better.
Sure.
They're better.
And you have the option, because I had a cousin, and he called in here, he's a cardiologist, Marty Denny. He's in California now. And he said, you can buy your own insurance over there. But like 90% of the people take, of course, the government, availability of the government, the insurance is provided by their government over there. And, it's incredible. Because now Marty worked over, him and his wife went over there, and they lived and worked there for 2 or 3 years. He said, it's a great system.
Oh, I mean,
he said it's a great system.
Ironically, right after the 2024 election, I took my children over they wanted to officially meet the family.
Right.
Took them over. My son had an accident in my uncle's house, busted his head open. We were in and out of the children's hospital on a Friday night in less than an hour. I didn't fill out a single form. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to pay
anything. Where was this now?
This is in Sheffield, England. It was a children's hospital. Walked in. The room is
unbelievable.
It is packed full. They triaged us. They gave him some Tylenol. They put little stitches on his head, and they sent us on our way and gave me some extras. And I stood there, like, what am I supposed to do? And they were like, you're just supposed to go home. Do you need cab fare? What?
Yeah, they'll give you cab fare to get home.
And I was a Friday night. I'm in and out with I think he was 2 and a half at the time. It was wild to me. I kid you not, the nurse practitioner who was checking us in doing the triage asked, she was like, what would you have done if you were back in the States? And I said, I would have cleaned it out and glued it shut. I wouldn't have gone step foot in a hospital.
Sure, sure.
Because that's $900.
Yeah.
If I'm lucky. That's if they're and I'm going to be there for 4 to 8 hours. They might try to work me out faster.
Oh, run out here at Ascension right now, and I'm not blaming Ascension, but everyone's mm-hmm. coming here because so many facilities are closed.
Mm-hmm.
And the walk-in medical facilities here, they've got people in, I think, just about 7 days a week now.
Yeah, and they've been good to me and my wife, too. But y'all remember Tom Davis, who's running in the Republican primary mm-hmm. against Ezra Lee? Well, you know, me and a woman that's, you know, very close to my heart, we were talking, and you know, she has a chronic disease she dealt with. And we were talking about healthcare.
Right.
And a lot of these jokers make the argument, well, it's not in the Constitution. It's not written to be to where the government provides healthcare. And, you know, she sat looking at me and said, well, you know, I have a chronic condition. And I couldn't be insured by any private insurance mm-hmm. before the ACA.
Right.
And if you want to strip that from millions of kids, millions of adults, millions of people just like you, Mr. Davis, who get you get the nice VA mm-hmm. benefits when sure. your hospitals are open mm-hmm. that you went and fought for,
mm-hmm.
you cannot use the Constitution to promote your own brand of cruelty.
No.
And, you know, he gets a pension as well. And you know what's the saddest thing? He lost to Scott Desjardins, and he ran on a platform of, I want to be different. And now he's falling in line. That is what he's telling.
He wanted to be different.
He wanted to be different. He wanted to have town halls. I mean, he and I had a town hall together.
Right.
And, yeah. You know, we had a little discourse about the pension and the fact that he has VA benefits. And he's telling everyone else to just pull it up and tough it out. And I said, that's really rich coming from someone who doesn't have to worry about it.
Right.
And he's over here running on this platform, I want to be better, I want to be all the things, and loses. And when people call him and say, hey, you spoke about wanting to be different, he says, well, I'm just going to vote Republican. I'm sorry, then you're not different. You're a bootlicker.
Yeah, you're worse even.
That's worse.
Yeah, you're worse. Yeah,
that is worse. If you can't, yeah. I'm not asking anyone to vote for me and stay. Voting is public transportation. You are not looking for a house with a white picket fence. I am asking you to hop on the bus. And if I'm not doing my job in 2 years, kick me out, because I want you to deserve better. You deserve a representation,
you know,
that works for you.
I thought of something, too. Now, I know this is far-fetched.
Mm-hmm.
I know that when you're talking about that person, the person that's hurt or injured or whatever, you know, are you, you know, you don't ask them, are you a Democrat or are you a Republican?
You just help them.
You help them.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if we had a requirement... if you received your medical care, if you voted, I'm not asking you how you voted, mm-hmm. but can you show us proof you voted in the last election? Mm-hmm. You know, you get that little sticker that says I voted. Hell, I mm-hmm. wear a thing everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
if I thought I'd get some out of it. I think it's the first time I've ever cursed on this show.
I think you did.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Bart.
FCC is going to be calling
in. I don't
care.
No, Bart Walker will be calling in. That's who will be calling, or Brian Barrett.
Oh, he's not at Hop Springs tonight.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, that's a good place to be. But seriously, I mean, okay, are you a voter?
Mm-hmm.
Do you vote consistently in elections?
Mm-hmm.
That might change things.
It would. And, you know, I use a lot of alliteration when I'm speaking, because I want people to understand, because my platform started with voter education, why you should be involved, why you should vote, why it's important. And something I say, people are like, oh, politics is a spectator sport. No, the spectators are the rest of the world. You are either a player on the field or the turf that politicians walk on. I'm a politician, and I want you to be a player on the field. I don't want you to be the turf that I walk on, because that doesn't benefit you. Doesn't benefit our community. This is about making our communities livable and, you know, equitable. You know, I'm running on safety, affordability, freedom, and equity. Equity, this is not a right versus left fight. This is a bottom versus top fight. This is a grassroots candidate running, taking no corporate PAC money, no donor class money, no APAC money. And you know what? I'm fighting the donor class right now, because they don't want me in office, because I won't play ball. They know that I'm going to work for the people.
Sure. Christian, I want you to, and I want to do this a couple times, tell people how they can get hold of you or Victoria, but contribute to this campaign. If you want to just send $5, folks.
Yes, if you would like to, we have a website, victoriafortennessee.org.
.org.
And the first thing you see when it pops up is pitch in.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to, guys, it's not, we don't want $500. We don't want $1,000. It'd be nice, great, if you want to give it. But really, $5 here, $3 occurring. because it adds up. We had a thing earlier. If most of Victoria's followers on social media gave, you know, $20, we wouldn't have to worry about what the team needed to send a message to you that there's a candidate now that's going to work for you, that's going to fight for you in Washington, and make sure you don't come out the other side worse. So it, you know, it doesn't have to be $1 billion donations, whatever.
Right.
Because your money is where your mouth is, your money is where your vote is, and you have to decide what kind of history, like what side of history you want to be on.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And I mean, bonus point, you get a handwritten thank you card from me. I write handwritten thank you cards to everyone who donates to my campaign.
A card for every dollar donation.
I mean, without what he's mentioning is at the time in June, I did the math. I had 21,000 followers across social media.
Sure.
And I did the math. If every one of them donated a dollar, that covers my cost plus some.
Sure.
If every single one of those followers just became recurring donors of $5, I don't have to ask for another single dollar for the rest of the campaign.
Nope, not a bit.
That's how much 21,000 people can do. Just $5. And imagine if those 21,000 people said, I'm going to spend $15 a month and give it to three candidates. That changes the entire field. Because that means our candidates work for us. And I, unlike the other candidates that were, I'm working with a group of candidates from across the country so that I don't have to work with, what's the word that they come in? Lobbyists.
Lobbyists.
I don't have to work with lobbyists because I have people who are ready to help me with legislation. I also have people who are ready to walk in with me and put documentation down day one. We can pass Medicare for all day one. And that addresses every single person in the United States. It addresses the affordability issue.
Yeah, Democrats won the House, Democrats won the Senate. You're getting health care.
What has happened to the Affordable Care Act? Has it just been stripped down so bad?
They tried.
It's still,
they've tried.
Yeah. They're just stripping it down. I mean, you have state senators like Janice Bowling literally telling people that 10Care isn't Medicare. And I'm over here like, is it because it's not spelled the same? Is that why you think that?
Well, of course, we have this issue right here in our state where we've got a governor that won't release the funds. There's our money that's sitting there, already been paid. It's already been paid. And I don't know where it is. It's in somebody's fund somewhere.
Well, and that
goes, I don't get it.
That hurts children and seniors.
It's killing.
And we,
literally killing
if
some
you go
people.
To Bledsoe
it literally
County,
is.
Bledsoe County. We literally were just there. You know, we were talking about getting rid of 10Care, which is Medicare.
Right.
Medicare.
That's right.
And 50.2% of those children are children. They're on this. This is youth. This is 18 or younger.
That's right.
And you have seniors who are also there. So you're trying to strip these two people in our population who need health care and need access to it. So
we're going to go to our next break here in just a second. Victoria Broderick is with us, and she is your candidate for District 4. United States Congress, House of Representatives. Christian Gay is here. I'm Ed Raymer. Bo is on the board. Connor's staggering around here somewhere. And stay with us. Back with you right after this. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
And I want to tell you about a great friend of ours, Jay Mullins Jewelers. You know, they've been in this county for going on 100 years now. And their new location is 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Jewelry for any and all occasions, weddings, birthdays, of course, all holidays, Christmas and everything, getting real busy around the Christmas holidays. Check them out at 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. You know, Jay Mullins Jewelers. Can't beat it. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
And I want to tell you about a great friend of ours, Jay Mullins Jewelers. You know, they've been in this county for going on 100 years now. And their new location is 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Jewelry for any and all occasions, weddings, birthdays, of course, all holidays, Christmas and everything, getting real busy around the Christmas holidays. Check them out at 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. You know, Jay Mullins Jewelers. Can't beat it. And we are back, and I want to thank Connor. You have done a great job. Bo, you're doing a great job on the board. Thank you. A young man that's up here. And I've been very fortunate here at WGNS. You know, I've had some fine young people work right over there where Bo is, and here's another one here tonight, and Connor, who's teaching him, coaching him. Brian will let them near the board, but Brian doesn't want me anywhere near that board. It scares him. He's and I hope he's home listening tonight. I hope it scares him. It really does. I guess it is a scary thought when you think about it, a guy like me.
Come in, Tokyo. But, come in.
I mean, I work in tech. It is scary when people who don't work in tech touch things.
Well, no, I'm not going to do anything out of line. It's just what my mouth will go off and say.
We've seen tonight.
It's okay. You're in a safe space, Ed.
Thank you, Bo. You're doing a great job. Thank you, Connor. Appreciate it. Really do. Where do you go from here? This is a long, long, long haul.
You know, we need volunteers because, you know, we're up against the donor class and corporate PAC money and Raytheon and
whatnot. Oh, yes, yes.
So we need people. If you can donate money. If you want to volunteer on our campaign, you can reach out. We've got a phenomenal team ready to get you onboarded. Whether it's, you know, I tell people all the time, activism is a muscle. You don't have to do everything, but work that muscle. So
Right. Write
a postcard if that's what you like doing. Come out and text bank for us. Come out and phone bank for us. Or come door knock. I will door knock with you. That's one thing beautiful about these campaigns and grassroots candidates is you get to meet me in the flesh. Like, you get to have genuine conversations with me.
I'll say this, folks. You do because you show up.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to have, you know, if you're going to have a square dance and Victoria Broderick's going to be speaking at it and there's some little square dance out here in a barn somewhere, Victoria Broderick will be there.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there.
You know, if she knows about it. You know, it's unbelievable. And I know it wears you out. I know it's tiring. It does.
I mean, I still work full time.
Your husband is just I know, and he's a great guy.
Mr. Victoria for Congress. He's a well-kept man.
He's, yeah, sure.
I don't manage that.
You don't manage that?
Yeah, that's not Christian.
Yeah, right.
That's not my jurisdiction.
Yeah.
But, I mean, guys, like, campaigns take a lot, and they take a lot on the family. And I have, you know, a 4 and a 6-year-old.
Sure.
And I have 2 foster kittens right now. I still do that with our local Humane Society because I believe in taking care of our community. You know, I've got my fur babies as well, my dog and my cats. We lost one of our dogs in March. But, I mean, this is working class people will understand. You know, I got the question a while back. They were like, why do you foster the Humane Society and why do you talk about it? It was like, because it shows engagement in your community, and we know the first to suffer in our communities when the economy and it's not affordable is animals, our
pets.
That's
exactly right.
And we see that go down ballot. So right now I'm advocating, you know, if you are out there and you're hearing my voice, go out and help with kittens because kitten season is still in full swing. Fix your animals.
You know, and what happens as you go up in the campaigning, mm-hmm. okay, in which you're at the federal level now,
mm-hmm.
okay? But in our campaigns down here in Rutherford mm-hmm. County, I never seen so many candidates mm-hmm. on the Democrat ticket that were working with other candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Just going out and holding signs. Just yeah. Pat Clements, I'm sorry. I mean, Pat worked like a dog. And all the others, but Pat's one that's just pop up in my mind here.
I mean, he's wonderful.
He's a great guy, and he's just a good person. Jeff Wooden.
Yeah.
Jeff Wooden needs to be, I want him to stick around because this man is for real.
Oh, yeah. I spent a lot of time with Jeff yeah. on the campaign trail. I spent a lot of time with a lot of
people. If it'll tell you anything, folks, he spent about 20 years in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. okay? All right? And I don't mean Washington State. I'm talking about Washington, D.C. This mm-hmm. is he's a Navy man, as best I remember. Was it Navy he was in, I believe?
I think.
Yeah,
I've been Air Force.
Whatever.
I think it was Air Force.
I'm telling you, this man needs to be here engaged in our community, and I hope he will be. But all the candidates that were working together, you know, well, I'm not campaigning today, but I'm going to go over and help whoever,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, you know, and it's great.
I mean,
it's
I wrote really 150 postcards for Jerry Green's campaign.
Right.
I wrote another couple hundred for Brendan's campaign, probably a little less than 100 because I went to his campaign writing, postcard writing. But this is something core to my campaign is we have to help down ballot candidates. We have to work with them because a strong congressional candidate only helps down the field.
Yeah, and I don't see that guy here anyway. He's not helped anybody, but he's worried about, I don't know, if I get beat in this election, I won't be able to do blah, 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 blah. Well, you're not doing anything now.
No, I mean, he's not. You can't even get it.
You know, it's like he's going to quit being a representative. Quit from what? You never started anything to quit from.
No.
He can come back to being a doctor and getting fined by his board and everything.
Yeah. I mean, and he, you know,
I'm sure he'd rather not even think about that.
They'll tell
sure.
you that he's easy yeah. and accessible, but you go over to the fountains right here in Murfreesboro, you have to have an appointment. You can't be on that property without an appointment.
I don't need. I've never called you or had to have an appointment.
No, my office is going to be open. My yeah. office is going to be a community center because you deserve representation that works as hard as you do.
Right.
I should be working harder than you because 180 days a year for that paycheck. And they're not doing anything. They're not moving legislation that helps your affordability problems. Then they're not working for you.
Hadn't seen anything out of him about agriculture since 2018.
Oh, mm-hmm. No. Now, all of a sudden, he's at every 4-H convention and FFA. Mm-hmm.
And what does he know about agriculture? I mean, apparently he does know a lot about it. But
let
here's
me tell
the
you
thing.
Something.
I didn't live on a farm. I'm a Southern raised woman. However, I know more about agriculture because it's agribusiness. And we know that it's hurting our local farmers across the state.
Yeah, commodities are
killing them.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got, again, this week, Bush wanting to bring in, what is it, Venezuela, the foreign beef or something.
Somebody Trump?
Trump. Yeah.
That was the last bad one.
Yeah,
that makes
whatever.
Us
I'm confused.
For an old day.
But Trump, I mean, he's wanting to bring this beef in, what, 300 million, 300,000 tons or whatever this stuff is.
And they're slaughtering our wild horses out
yeah,
west.
Yeah, taking a wild, beautiful horse.
And
man.
As a matter of fact, USDA grants are coming up at the end of September
right.
that have to be renewed. And we're going to see what Mr. Desjardins wants to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, can I have you back then? I'd like to have a report, a book. I'm asking you for a book report on that.
Let me get my policy specialist on it. Okay. It'll cost you. It'll cost me.
Mm-hmm.
But
he's a good policy. We like our policy.
Yeah, we like our Tell policy. You, yeah,
we've got about 5 minutes left here. I'm so glad you're doing this again, and yeah. so many people. You people, if you just missed the boat the last time out, or especially I'm talking about our county people, please step back up to the plate. Get in the batter's box. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, the hierarchy is weakening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because now Rutherford County has a third of its county commissioners are now in those seats. And one of them called in Brendan Dowdy.
Mm-hmm. And now we have representation that's going to work for us. They door knocked. Brendan was a great door knocker.
Well, I'm glad to see it. Hope Oliver finally mm-hmm. got somebody to help answer some questions or
exactly.
ask some questions. Because Hope, I've watched the county commission meeting. She's the only one to ever ask mm-hmm. a question. And they look at her like, you know, why don't you sit down? Well, She won't have to do that now because she's got six other people there to say, you know, that's a good question. Could we get a reasonable answer?
Yeah. No, and I mean, and we deserve that because we work for you. We work for the people. That is our job.
Well, and here's another thing. If we don't have enough time, I'm telling you, I was going to say this earlier, talking about cash, money, okay? Or looking at it and seeing the vision of money or support that a person gets. You help these down candidates as a Congress lady, as a lady of Congress, and you come down, hey, I'm campaigning for Brett Windrow in District 37, or Marianne Young.
Yeah.
I mean, a diamond. She reminds me a lot of you. She's in District 48. Matt Ferry's got back up. Let me tell you something. Matt Ferry, my hat is off to this young man.
He runs.
He runs. He tries. He has pushes. Been around. I've known him since he was a kid.
It takes the average politician and candidate three tries before they win.
Well, I'm telling you, you better look out for
him.
Look out.
Here we go.
Yeah, he's right there with you at District 48 and 49, Connie Cascia. Brilliant. Brilliant woman. I'm telling you right now, and it's great. I think you may have hit it at the right time this time.
We're gonna do something. This is, you know, I don't believe in luck. Luck is where preparation meets opportunity.
That's
and
right.
We've been preparing for 2.5 years. I've been working across this district for 2.5 years.
I know you
and
have.
And I still work full time.
Right.
I still have those two kids, my three fur babies, you know, fostering with our local Humane Society. And I'm on the Democratic EC I'm pushing the moving this needle forward because representation should look like us and work as hard as us, and if not harder, because that is our job. And you know, I've been in service my entire life. You know, we deserve this, and I'm ready
to
do it.
You know, I would like a representative that at least if I walked into your satellite office, which happens to be here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, that I could at least see a human being in that office.
Exactly.
Because I went by this man's particular office when it was up here on Main Street. It was on East Main. Okay? And I went into that office on maybe five different occasions. And not only there's not a sign up, the lights are on, but no one's home, and that door is locked.
Yep.
Okay? Where are these people at? And don't tell me, oh, well, they were just out
because they're getting
allocated. There's nobody there.
You get allocated money for those offices.
I
know. That money is, and you know, this is, you know, something I've talked about is I want it to be a community place. I want it to be somewhere that people can come in and sit down with me and have real conversations.
Or one of your people that are there,
one of my people.
To take notes and say, what is your problem? What's going on?
You know.
Well,
can
this
I help
or that
you,
or whatever.
Or can I get you in contact with a person who can help you?
Sure.
Because sometimes it's just me throwing my weight around. Like in Bledsoe County,
that's
I would be
exactly
showing up,
right.
Throwing my weight around, using
that's
my voice. That is my job.
The illusion, you know, the vision that, you know, hey, we've got a United States Congressman lady here tonight. She's not scheduled to speak, but I'll guarantee you they'll probably be asking
you
to say a few words.
You should see my local city or the city mayor where I live. They hate to see me coming because they know I'm gonna say something.
You're gonna ask a question,
or I'm gonna speak out when they're trying to put a crematorium in the middle of downtown, and I'm like, this is unacceptable.
Hey, really?
It reminds me.
Yeah.
No.
You know that the owners of the crematorium reported me for my signs across the county.
What?
I got actual calls.
Really? Good.
Yeah.
That's great.
The city mayor rolls her eyes when she sees me coming. I love that for her.
She ought to see me coming.
Well, they take a walk-in.
Yeah. I come in with my little tape recorder. Hey, how you doing? My name's Ed Reimer. You know, she's just getting ready to lock up. We're ready to go. You know, I bet you are.
Rolls her eyes hard. You can just see the face. They've literally removed things from the agenda. If I show up. Because I don't tell them when I'm showing up. I just get a phone call and I'm like, okay, I'll be there.
No,
don't say anything.
They remind me of that general or whatever he was that played the part in MASH. And he stood up behind the microphone and they started asking a bunch of questions. He said, wait a minute, this is a press conference. Last thing I want to do here is answer a bunch of questions. You know, I mean, it was a press conference, for God's sakes. It's a joke, people. You can laugh. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
Like Scott Desjardins at the VA.
Yeah,
he didn't answer questions.
Reimer with you. Victoria Broderick has been our guest, and she's running and asking for your vote in District 4. Christian, I guess you've got your work cut out for you.
No, sir, I don't.
You don't?
Mm-mm. This candidate has been good as gold.
Well,
you're welcome.
Okay. I'm telling you, she has. Thank you, Bo, again.
Thank you,
Connor. Thank you, folks, for listening. Thank you, callers. We appreciate you. I'll catch you next week. And I'll tell you what, if I don't see you, and I don't see some of you later this week, I'll talk to you when I catch you down the road. Till next Sunday at 8 o'clock, take care.